All right. Good Tuesday morning, beloved. And thank you for joining me on this beautiful Tuesday as we just share a few moments together in God's Word. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through chapter 5, verse 10. In today's reading, the Apostle Paul says that eternal glory awaits those who suffer for the sake of the gospel. And he assures the Corinthians that all who follow Jesus will be given new life and new spiritual bodies. He compares life on earth to a journey. Our human bodies are like tents that we travel in and are not permanent. Once they are destroyed, God will provide for us an eternal heavenly body. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4 at verse 16. For this reason, we never become discouraged. Even though our physical being is gradually decaying, yet our spiritual being is renewed day after day. And this small and temporary trouble that we suffer will bring us a tremendous and eternal glory, much greater than the trouble. For we fix our attention not on things that are seen, but on things that are unseen. What can be seen lasts only for a time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever. For we know that when this tent we live in, our body here on earth, is torn down, God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, a home He Himself has made, which will last forever. And now we sigh, so great is our desire that our home, which comes from heaven, should not be put on over us. By being clothed with it, we shall not be without a body. While we live on this in this earthly tent, we groan with a feeling of oppression. It is not that we want to get rid of our earthly body, but that we want to have the heavenly one put on over us, so that which is mortal will be transformed by life. God is the one who has prepared us for this change, and He gave us His Spirit as the guarantee of all that He has in store for us. So we are always full of courage. We know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord's home. For our life is a matter of faith, not of sight. We are full of courage and would much prefer to leave our home in the body, and be at home with the Lord. More than anything else, however, we want to please Him, whether in our home here or there. For all of us must appear before Christ to be judged by Him. We will each receive what we deserve according to everything we have done, good or bad, in our bodily life. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, where Paul says, God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, a home He Himself has made, which will last forever. You know, beloved, especially as we've gone in past our 60s and our 70s, and we wake up in the morning to aches and pains that weren't there the previous day, we recognize just how temporary these earthly bodies are. And I am so grateful that our Heavenly Father isn't going to force us to live throughout eternity in this old, decrepit, decaying body, but to live in eternity with all of its spiritual blessings requires a new body that He has already prepared for us in glory. And one of these days, we will put off this old body in death, and when we open our eyes in heaven, He'll have a new body for us to live in, to rejoice in, forever and ever. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, even as we sigh, longing for our home in heaven, we seek to do Your will here on earth and share the good news of Your love and salvation. As we await that glorious day, help us to do all that is pleasing in Your sight. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 21, where through Christ, all human beings are made to be God's friends. That sounds interesting. So until tomorrow then, may God richly bless is my prayer.